Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
All aboard the night train!
Sunday night at 9 PM, it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 PM here on Sheffield Live.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM Sheffield Live.
This is Sheffield Live.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 PM, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at sheffieldlive.org.
Thank you. Ooh, hey up. It is I. Hey up, Sheffield. It is I, the Trev. And I can hear myself this week. Diversity is our superpower. On the good ship, Sheffield Live. Hooray! Apologies if I start coughing. Right, we're broadcasting live right now from Diversity First Radio Show on Sheffield Live. And I am not alone, but we'll come and introduce my guest. We'll welcome them aboard, to labour this analogy a little bit more, in a minute. But first, I'll tell you what I just played. I played. Yeah. Demons and Doubt by the December Flowers. That was number. You know this end of year chart thing I do every year? And bang on about every single week. I can't shut me up. That was number 67 in our festive 33 for 2024. Right. Oh, yeah. I'm just going to... I know, it's really predictable, isn't it? Right, this week, I've got a guest in the studio. I can only see her out the corner of my eye because I've put something in the way. Holly Satterley from She Swims Like a Girl. So, hello. Holly, welcome to Sheffield Live.
Thank you. Hi.
It even helps if I put your microphone on. It's getting feedback in my headphones. But, hello, Holly. Will you tell us something briefly about yourself? Why you're here?
Yeah,
what your favourite food is?
I'm Holly, and I'm a swimmer who's allergic to swimming pools.
Really?
Yeah, I'm allergic to chlorine. And I'm here to promote my Channel Swim, which I'm doing with six other girls.
Yeah.
The team She Swims Like a Girl. And we'll also be doing a charity event, which I'll talk later on.
Brilliant. I've got to test your microphone. Your microphone's fine, but my headphones are really weird. So I'm going to take them off. Can you hear me? Yeah, you can still hear me. Right, something's feeding back, but I don't know what it is. It's not you. It's okay. It's probably the sound effect on the phone or something like that. Right, so if anyone's listening, let us know. I probably won't get a chance to check my Facebook account during this show, but I will try. Regular listeners will know that I used to have things like that up on the studio computer, but since I changed my password, it won't let me in again. But however, I can access the account on my phone, which I use for the sound effects program. So I have to switch between the two. Anyway, Keith, if you're listening, what are you up to? What do you think of swimming the channel? Bit daft, isn't it? Right. Anybody doing anything interesting this week in Sheff or Leeds or Manchester? Let us know. The normal routes of communication are open. That is, you can send me a text, 0790 264 2755. Email me on dhtgohj@yahoo.co.uk. Or if you really have to, put a message on that fashbot nonsense. You know what I think of Mark Zuckerberg. I won't go on about it. It's been infiltrated by right-wing bigots, but it's quite useful. So use it if you must, and I will try to look at it if I can be asked. Right, we're moving on. After another song, I'll ask Holly something else. And try and get rid of the feedback in my headphones. See you in a bit.
First Radio on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented by Trevor Tomlin, Thursdays between 3 and 4 pm. Why don't you give it a go?
Yes!
When looking in the mirror, take a self-destructive stance. We see the cracks and the burns and the scarring. Never the beauty of what makes up common sense. Numb your fears is your pain. Just find someone else to blame for the happiness you let slip away. I'm leaving you behind. It's time to set you free in a world where love is blind. I wanna see the misery. says come out to play. I stopped caring about all the questions. No conviction, no confidence, no faith. But who are we to live without passion? We will slowly drive ourselves insane. Leaving you behind, it's time to set you free. In a world where love is blind, I wanna see the misery.
Brilliantastic. Oh, I think I've got rid of the echo. Trevor, are you there? Yes! He's not all reverby like he was before. But I haven't put Holly's mic up yet, because that might be what's... shouldn't interfere with it. It's miles away. Anyway, you heard Tiny Moving Parts by Luxury Goods. That was number 68 in our latest totally unscientific and random end-of-year chart. Okie dokie, Holly's still here. Let's see if her microphone's going to work without affecting my headphones. It must have been me. It's the mic position and the headphones. Right, Holly, you're doing this channel swim. Tell us about it.
Yes.
It sounds horrific.
So me and five of the girls will be braving the harsh conditions of the English Channel. We'll be going sometime between the 1st and the 10th of July. We'll be swimming 26 miles. It's estimated to take in between 12 and 15 hours. Hopefully we can make it under 12.
Wow.
So we'll be on the right side of the tide. We'll be doing it with no wetsuits. So in our swimming costumes in water around between 16 and 19 degrees. So hopefully we get a sunny day, which will make it a lot nicer. And we'll be doing it as a relay. So we'll be getting in for an hour at a time.
And when you're not swimming, what do you do?
Cheering people on, eating pasta. I'm going to bring some Jaffa cakes.
Eating is always a good answer.
Maybe I'll get a bit of a tan. Who knows? Who knows?
So basically resting in between and supporting each other.
Yeah.
So there's the support boat. Do you swim alongside it or something?
Yeah. So we've got a lovely man on our boat called Sea Lion, and he'll be swimming alongside us just to keep us safe, making sure we're going through the right bits of the tide.
Right.
We'll be watching each other as we go.
That sounds amazing. Scary, but amazing.
Yes.
Right, let's have another track and then I'll ask you about something else.
Hi, it's Nick Robinson, looping guitarist. I always tune into Diversity Fest Radio, who work hard to promote Sheffield music. Listen in every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. or online at sheffieldlive.org.
Okay, enough of the silly sound effects. Sorry, dear listener, I'm really struggling to make my sound effects do anything useful this week. But we've got a guest, so it doesn't matter, does it? What you heard? You heard a track called Siren's Call by Morrigan's Fire. And my headphones are behaving. Look, it's look, I've got ears and I can hear them. Siren's Call by Morrigan's Fire. That was number 69 in that bloody chart thing I never stopped talking about. It's annoying, isn't it? Right. I've got a guest in the studio with me, Holly Satterley from She Swims Like a Girl. That's from memory. And I think you've got a fundraising event coming up this weekend. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes, of course. So me and my team are hosting a charity barbecue and we'll be selling burgers for around £3 to £4. Vegan and veggie options are included. All the profit we make will be going to six charities. These include Galloway Society for the Blind, Papyrus, the Christie Charity, Bolton, Lads and Girls Club, and come along to Dam House at Crooks Valley Park at 1 p.m. Rain or shine, we'll be there. If it's raining, we'll be in the pub. You can still buy a burger and come along and support us.
Can you just sort of turn up?
Yeah, definitely. Just drop come along, drop along. We're also selling swim hats and stickers with our jellyfish logo on. So if you just want to come and say hi, definitely do.
Jellyfish? Didn't you say before you hate jellyfish?
I am scared of jellyfish. But maybe if I sell stuff with jellyfish, it will help me overcome the fear.
You never know, it might.
Hopefully.
So that's Dam Flask.
Dam House.
Dam House. That's in that Crooks Valley Park.
Crooks
the one
Valley
with the big
Park.
Pond in it.
Yes,
I know that. Next to Western Park.
Yes, that's right.
And it's in the daytime, yeah?
From 1 p.m. to 5 p.m, so come along any time in between then.
I haven't been to that pub for a while. Or that park. I do like parks.
It's so a
I might
nice
turn
one.
Up for an hour myself.
Yeah, definitely come along.
Fabulous. And that's this Saturday.
This Saturday from 1 p.m.
Cool. Right. Should we have another track and then I'll ask you maybe more generally about fundraising?
Yeah, definitely.
You can find out more about Diversity Fest by visiting our website at diversityfest.wordpress.com, where you can leave a message on the contact page.
Gender quiz back. We're on the spectrum.
Happy Pride Month, apparently. Right, this show's going really quickly because I'm having lovely conversations in between. I thought that track was about 4 minutes long. It seemed like about 4 seconds. Right, anyway, you heard Spectrum by The Bleeding Obvious. Hello, Jess in Wakefield, if you're listening. Hope you're doing all right. Right, okay, got Holly with me, and the next question was, about your general fundraising. We talked a bit about the event you were doing this weekend, but what are you doing for raising funds generally? I think you've got a GoFundMe page or something.
Yeah, so if you want to support us generally, you can go to GoFundMe and just search She Swims Like a Girl. And if you want to contribute a little bit more, we're selling, like I said, stickers with our jellyfish logo on. Or if you want to join the jellyfish army, you can buy a pink swim hat with a jellyfish logo. Yeah. We also have an Instagram page if you want to keep up with our training updates. If you go in the link in the bio there, there's a link to the GoFundMe.
What's it called? I don't use Instagram.
Instagram page is just She Swims Like a Girl, right, all one okay. word.
Right, okay, fair enough. So it should be able to find. I might, after the show, I might ask you to post these links on my Facebook event. So, because some of these things I don't use. But some of the listeners will, so they'll just know where to go. But yeah, otherwise, definitely. If in doubt, She Swims Like a Girl.
She Swims Like a Girl, GoFundMe.
Brilliant. Okay, I've got that feedback back in my headphones. Right, another track.
Visit sheffieldlive.org to listen again and download the podcast.
Watch the rocks, the falling daily, colours mine as soften pale. Keep your hand upon your wages, and your eye upon the scale. Union mine as stand together, do not hate the honest tale. Keep your hand upon your wages. Scale. soda fish and English. Keep the password on your mind. The workers' ring cannot be broken. Living unions be combined. Stand up tall and stick together. And in union you'll prevail. Keep your hand upon your wages and your eye upon the scale.
Yep, Sheffield, we're still here. Another short track, and one of the screens has disappeared, but I don't need it, that's fine. What did you hear? That's a banging bluegrass track. You don't get much of that on the radio these days, do you? Amazing. And they're quite young as well. That's, I'll even tell you what it is if you can remember. You heard The Miner's Lifeguard by 12 Dead in Everett. Amazing. Right, you might notice that some of these tracks, I mean, obviously the first three tracks are from this end-of-year chart, so it's quite random what they come up with in terms of having guests in. But you and I played one sort of Pride track because it's June. But you might notice from the rest of the show, I don't know how many tracks are going to fit in, but there might be a slightly aquatic theme going on. So, yeah, Miner's Lifeguard. Anyway. With me, I've got Holly Satterley from She Swims Like a Girl, and we were going to talk about something else. I can't remember what it is, but hopefully you will know.
I believe you're going to ask me about the training we've been doing recently.
That's it, yeah. Tell me.
So we've been starting training from as early as November 2024, just going to Ponds Forge and really increasing our swim fitness.
Yeah.
And of course, the channel is really cold. So we've been starting cold water training since back in April. We headed down to Brighton for a training weekend and swim in the sea, which was 8 degrees, which was really cold. And then more recently, we've been heading to Triber Country Park in Rotherham.
Yeah.
The people there have been lovely. We completed a qualifying swim recently, which was 2 hours swimming in 15 degree water, which was hard. I'm telling you now, that was tricky.
And that's twice as long, 2 hours continuously.
Yeah, so you have to be able to swim for 2 hours in water under 16 degrees to qualify to swim the English Channel and get it officially recognised. And then moving on, we'll be doing some night swims next week because there's a high likelihood we'll be swimming in the dark, in the sea, when we're doing the channel swim.
It sounded hard enough when you first said about it, but when the details come out, it's even more difficult. But it's definitely all about safety, isn't it, really?
Yeah, it definitely is. I think as we can get as much cold water training in as possible, get our bodies to acclimatise, even just a few cold water dips here and there really make the difference.
Excellent. Amazing. So this is the listener at home. Don't just go and jump in the nearest river. You need to do proper training.
Definitely. Definitely.
Excellent. Right. We'll have another track and then we'll come back. Well, if things are working. I'm sure they will be.
On the June
I do love that dolphin sound effect. Didn't used to have that one. I've lost my favourite ones, though, the ones with the bottle opener and the submarine. The submarine's disappeared and I cannot find it anywhere, which would have been good for today. But anyway, right, you heard. What was the track called? It's called Under Waves by Surf Jazz. Can you see there might be a theme emerging here? Still with me. She hasn't run away screaming yet. Holly Satterley from She Swims Like a Girl. What on earth am I going to ask you next? I've lost my place. I don't know. Hold on, I'll find out. Oh yeah, generally, how can we find out more about your project?
Oh, that's a really good question. So as I mentioned before, if you want to keep up with our training, if you have the Instagram app, just search the account She Swims Like a Girl. We also have articles covering our training and our message. If you go on the Sheffield tab online, you'll find an article around us then. Again, search She Swims Like a Girl.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, fine. We'll have another track and then we'll come back. I'm going to ask you a question. I love this question. Is there anything you want me to ask you? In other words, what did I forget to write down? So you got time, you got 3 minutes to think about that. If not, we'll ask you something else.
Right. Lovely. Okay. Not random. Honest, it's not random. Wow, wasn't that groovy? What did you hear?
You heard something by Life Aquatic Band. Can't remember what it's called, though. All Night For You. Yeah, something like that. Right, Holly's still with me. Holly, what's the message? What's the message about... She swims like a girl. What's the message?
So one of our key aims of this Channel Swim, as well as raising money for our amazing charities, is to increase and encourage female participants and increase female swimming and in athletics and sports in general. I think you'll see that a lot of female athletes are quite neglected from grassroots level to competitive sports as well. Yeah. You'll see that a lot of female swimmers get paid a lot less than the big names such as Adam Peaty. So hopefully when we can show that we're just six normal girls taking on this amazing challenge, that anyone can go and hop in their local pool, even if it's just to swim a couple of lengths breaststroke to relax and just really encourage people to be proud of their bodies and proud of their female identity.
Sport is for everybody.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not just about men who want to show off.
No. And it's such a good way to improve your mental health. And swimming's really good for your joints as well. So definitely a great way to exercise.
Brilliant. And very good for Diversity Fest.
Yes.
Excellent. Right. What have we got? We're up to 40. This is the point where I'm meant to look at the clock and see how much time's left. Right. Yeah, we've definitely got time for one more track. Probably two more tracks and another question, so we'll have to think of another question. Right, in the meantime.
Space station, cosmic and cosmic.
totally inappropriate sound effect randomly selected. Anyway, wasn't that groovy? When I was searching through my database last night thinking, what tracks am I going to play for Holly? Because she's doing this swimming thing. And I thought, oh, what words do I... I've got thousands and thousands of stuff. You have to put in random words and see what comes up. So I thought, oh, I haven't put the word squid in. Puts the word squid in, nothing. Octopus. And this is the only one that came up. Amazing. That was your favourite space aliens. That's called Cosmica Octopus by Captain Avery and the Cosmic Triceratops of Intergalactic Peace, which is possibly the longest name of a band that's ever played at Diversity Fest. Sometimes they appear on posters just as Cosmic Triceratops. I can't even say that. Or Captain Avery. If you get a chance to see them, go and see them. They are bonkers and brilliant. Anyway, Holly's still here. So, one last question. Why is Holly doing this particular thing, swimming thing?
Ooh, that's a great question. So I can speak on behalf of my team. We're all members of the University of Sheffield Swimming and Water Polo team. And every year there's a team from our club that swims at English Channel. So we decided this year we take on the challenge, especially as we'd be the first all-female team from University of Sheffield to be doing this. And then on behalf of myself, I've decided to do it and raise money for Galloway Society for the Blind, who are a really great charity that support people living with sight loss, especially as my granddad, who sadly passed away about 6 years ago, lived with sight loss and was an open water swimmer himself. So it was really a dream of his to swim the English Channel. And it just feels really nice to be able to fulfil that for him and do it in his memory, really.
Oh, that's lovely. and it's a really personal reason for doing it. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for coming in. Don't go away yet, because if there's 60 seconds at the end, we'll have you back just to plug your website or something like that. But generally, in case we run out of time, I'll play out now with a track called Rock My Boat by The Bints. I hope it's not too sort of choppy out there. And see you next week. Keep it diverse.
Oh, please don't you rock my boat.
I turned it down.
Don't rock my boat. Because I don't want my boat to be
rocked. Yeah, we will come back.
Don't rock my boat. Oh, please don't you rock my boat.
It's an extra track in at the end.
Because I don't want my boat to be rocked.
Let's plug at the end, kind of like. Just remind the listener again what you're doing. So, maybe mention the fundraiser on Saturday.
I like it like this. I want you to know right now what you've done to me. I'm happy inside all of the time. You satisfy my soul.
Satisfy my soul.
Satisfy my soul. You
satisfy my soul.
Satisfy my soul.
Satisfy my soul.
Every little action.
Satisfy my soul.
There's a reaction, satisfy my soul.
Oh, please don't you rock my boat.
Don't rock my boat.
Cause I don't want my boat to be rocked.
Don't rock my boat. Oh, please don't you rock my boat. Cause I don't want my boat to be rocked. Like a sweepstake winner. Can't you see? You must believe me. Oh, darling, darling, I'm calling, calling. Can't you see? You must believe me. Oh, darling, darling, I'm calling, calling, calling. And then you hold me tight. You make me feel all right. Yes,
yes, when you hold me tight,
satisfy my soul.
You make me feel alright,
satisfy my soul.
Yes, when you hold me tight,
satisfy my soul.
You make me feel alright,
satisfy my soul.
Satisfy my soul, satisfy my soul. Don't rock my boat, satisfy my soul.
Some of these effects are quite long. Some of them are really quick, 1 second. Some of them, it's still going after like 10 seconds. You think, is it going to shut up yet? Anyway, wasn't that lovely? Acapulco, a cappella, singers without music. We don't need musicians. They're all show-offs anyway, aren't they? Anyway, you heard Rock My Boat by The Bints. Lovely. Okay, 3 minutes left. I'm going to put Holly's mic up. I think I forgot to put it down anyway. And tell me about anything whatsoever, but firstly, what can the listener, we're on air for the next 2.5 minutes, then the listener can go and find out how to give money to Holly's thing or support in any other way. How do they do that?
If you want to donate to our charities and our Channel Swim, you can go on the GoFundMe page and search She Swims Like a Girl, or you can go on Instagram and again, She Swims Like a Girl, all one word. Yep. And if you want to come to our event on Saturday, it's at 1 p.m. Dam House Pub in Crooks Valley Park. Come and buy a burger, buy a swim hat, or just come say hi. We'll really love to have you there.
But don't swim while you're eating a burger.
No, definitely don't swim when you're eating a burger. That could be quite tricky.
Right, 2 minutes left. Thank you for that, and thank you for coming in. Now, 2 minutes is not long enough to play another track, so do you just want to mention another project you're involved in, and perhaps we'll get you in to talk about it in the future? If you're not in Sheffield, we could do it by phone or
pre-record. Yeah, of course.
But just literally, you've got 30 seconds.
Okay, so I'm working with the council and we're celebrating 75 years of partnership between Sheffield and its twin town Bochum. If you come to Central Library from the 21st of July for 4 weeks, we're holding an exhibition really highlighting the work of community groups and furthering Sheffield's international partnerships, specifically with German towns and Bochum in itself.
Brilliant. And I can just ask you the related question here. Is that something to do with what you're studying?
It is. So I'm a student of politics and modern languages, so I study German at the University of Sheffield. So luckily I've been able to get involved with this project through the university, which has been really nice.
Brilliant. And an open invitation, because, I mean, basically, if the listener doesn't know, I know Holly's dad. And I bumped into him for the first time in 37 years recently, because he was over visiting you, because you're at uni here. And we got talking. So it's really nice to have different people coming in. Now, I know lots of musicians and poets and dancers that are often coming to the show, but a general invitation to people out there doing anything interesting, get in contact and we'll get you in on the show. Right, see you next week. Keep it diverse.